to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. A lot of sales over the weekend. Obviously, you all are probably concerned about this coronavirus thing. Yeah, it's something to be concerned about, I believe. We'll get into that. Uncle Kevin's here. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Yeah, absolutely. We have some fantastic guests today. Joseph Meyer is going to be on just for about 10 or 15 minutes. He's got a certain signal that just came up on his trading and from his research or whatever. We'll discuss that. I'll ask him point blank about the Fed. You know, have they lost control? They're pumping money in like crazy. How can the stock market ever go down if they're pumping in this money like that? I don't think it can.
I don't think so either.
Gold and silver, important questions. Stephen Bassett from Paradigm Research Group. He deals with alien disclosure.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I'm looking forward to the interview.
Well, I want to hear what he has to say. And I mean, people, I like this quirky stuff. And
oh, I do
a little
too.
Different perspective. I mean, he says it's imminent, and he says that there's irrefutable evidence.
That's what he says.
And
he makes it compelling.
Suppressed.
And he makes a compelling argument.
I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, me too.
Well, we're going to hear it. You stay tuned. We'll hear all about it. Let's get to the news. Probably the biggest story in the world right now is the coronavirus situation. Now, there's a lot going back and forth, and I know this is a big story because my brother-in-law sent my sister an article about how it's fake news that Bill Gates was involved with patenting the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So I know they know. All these algorithms, all these search engines, they understand where this discussion is going. Well, let's get to the bottom of this. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and others predicted up to 65 million deaths via coronavirus in simulation ran 3 months ago. This is from InfoWars. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation co-hosted a pandemic exercise in late 2019 that simulated a global coronavirus outbreak. Okay, this is all provable, all researchable. You can go look this up.
Right.
They also just happened to fund the group who owns the patent to the deadly virus. So people say, well, Bill Gates was involved with the patent. Is it? And then this article said, no, he's not. Well, yes and no. Okay.
Right.
Yes, he does not own the patent. An organization called the Perbyte, was it group or foundation? Perbyte Institute. Perbyte Institute.
All right.
The Perbyte Institute filed an application for a patent for the live coronavirus. That was in 2015. They filed for that.
Okay.
In 2018, it was approved.
All right.
Okay, who was the biggest funder, or certainly one of the biggest funders of the Perbright Institute?
Bill and Melinda Gates.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's according to DevEx. You can go look up that. So in case anybody
put a lot of money into it.
Right. If everybody wants to say, well, that's nonsense. Okay, go ahead. This is provable. These are things.
Yeah. Follow the money.
It's pretty provable. DevEx is reporting that one of the biggest, if not the biggest donator to Perbright Institute is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're the ones who own currently the European patent on the coronavirus. Those are all provable, researchable facts.
Mm-hmm. So if you donate to them, I think you're connected to them in some way.
Right, it's like George Soros. It's like saying George Soros is involved with immigration. No, he's not. The Open Foundation.
Right.
Well, right. George Soros funds the Open
right.
Foundation.
Supplied the money for the people to work.
Right.
For.
So it's yeah. So that's a lie. George Soros is not da 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 da. Oh, okay. I guess George Soros is not. The Open Foundation is that he funds.
Right.
Okay. So if you want to get technical, to me, I think he's directly involved with the immigration situation.
Same here with the funding.
It's same thing here
same
with
thing.
This Perbyte Institute. I'm bringing this up. This is becoming a bigger, bigger story. Supposedly, go and read what you had to say about this.
15 million potential carriers have left Wuhan as coronavirus appears to mutate into more transmittable form. China has quarantined 17 cities and roughly 60 million people. You don't think they're taking that serious?
60 million.
60 million people, 17 cities. And that Wuhan has 11 million people in it just by itself.
Okay, now that province there, it's the Wuhan province.
Yeah, Wuhan.
Now, if you know where Shanghai is, kind of the north in China along the sea, and then you know where Taiwan is, kind of the south. If you draw an intersecting triangle from there going towards China into the land, kind of in middle of China, is this Wuhan province or this Wuhan
city or whatever it is called. It's big.
It's big. It's
11
big.
Million people.
It's right in the heart of China.
Yeah.
It's already been admitted that there is a bio,
research
bioweapon research center in that province. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's been admitted. That's
level four, the highest you can get.
Right. That's can't be disputed.
No.
I mean, that's without question. Is this an accident? Some people are saying, well, this is an accident. It really did come from them, and it was released that it somehow is an accident. We've heard the same story similar to Lyme, Connecticut. If you know Lyme, like for Lyme disease, the mycoplasm, CIA, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Is it similar to that accident, quote-unquote accident?
Yeah.
Is it similar? Is this a really somebody was eating wild bats and got the virus?
I don't think so.
They've been eating those bats for thousands of years over there.
Yep.
And so only now in 2020 did it, I find that, I don't say ridiculous, but it seems kind of ridiculous to me.
Well, Mongolia has taken it pretty serious. They have decided to close the border crossing to China.
Mongolia is one of the countries that borders China.
That borders China. They shut it down.
That's it.
Yeah.
Let's
gather our thoughts. This is not a good idea.
Yeah,
let these people into our country.
All right. BBC, coronavirus, how worried should we be? A virus previously unknown to science is causing severe lung disease in China and has also been detected in other countries. More than 80 people. Now, when you hear this, you say, what do you mean, unknown virus? Coronavirus is kind of a, what would that be called, a class of viruses?
Right.
There's SARS is in there.
Yes, SARS.
There's supposedly there. Yep. 6 or 7 viruses that are actually contagious to humans in that group.
The category.
That's a good way to put this. More than 80 people have known to have died from the virus. Okay, again, now these are the things I can't say with certainty.
Right.
Died from the virus? Did they die from, what did they die from? Did they,
Well, when they walked down the road and keel over, I think they died from the virus.
Okay, they could have died from something else. I mean, I'm just saying, how I am. I'm very distrusting of these type of stories. Certain things we can come to a conclusion that we can have some reasonable level of truth to this. Okay, 80 people died. Supposedly, there are already almost 3,000 confirmed cases. Okay, I'm hearing reports. Dana Ashley is reporting.
Yeah.
People from China are making videos, and they're saying it's hard to get this information out on the internet. The information is closed down. This was a few days ago. They're saying, no, there's 100,000 cases.
I heard a million. Yeah.
Okay, that's just, okay. That's what I'm saying. So this
and the deaths was 100,000. That's what I heard.
Okay.
Unconfirmed.
Right. So it's all over the place. BBC says there's 80 people that died.
I think it's closer to 1 million because Mongolia closed its borders. If you put 2 and 2 together, I don't think they.
Well, it's not 3,000 cases.
Yeah. If you put 2 and 2 together, I don't think Mongolia would close its border for 80 people dying.
The United States, Afghanistan, 2 or 3 other countries said, that's it, we're pulling out of this area.
Yeah, exactly.
Period.
Yeah.
So they're pulling out completely. Okay, is this a psyop? Is this real? It could be either one.
Right.
It could be both.
Yeah.
Could be a little bit of both. The BBC acts like, well, these that market where they're eating these wild animals.
Give me a break.
Just whatever. Is China hiding just how bad the coronavirus is? Okay, that's another question from Metro. The official death toll from the coronavirus outbreak in China has risen to at least 25.
You don't close borders when you have a death with 25. You just don't close them. You know?
Is anywhere between, see, even this article, anywhere between 1,000 and 9,700 infected and showing symptoms. Well, see, that's the thing about the coronavirus, they don't show symptoms.
Right, 2 weeks. It takes 2 weeks before you have, once you're infected, it takes 2 weeks for you to have any symptoms. So you could be, I'm fine, let somebody through, and then 2 weeks later he comes down with it,
Okay, the interview with Cass Ingram last week was very important, and over the weekend, to me, it's become exponentially important. He talked about the person he was traveling with. They got the coronavirus. They didn't want to go to hospitals, so she stayed there, and he dealt with her, was part of their party, and dealt with her with different products. Oreganol, Oregaresp, and I think vitamin C, but Oreganol and Oregaresp, he was pounding every 30 minutes, and the person got well. It took about a week, five days a week. I can't remember. But the interview's important. It's last week, Cass Ingram Check that out.
Check it out.
This is a story. Vitamin C protects against coronavirus. This is from Medical News Service Orthomolecular Medical News Service. The coronavirus pandemic can be drastically slowed or stopped with the immediate widespread use of high doses of vitamin C. I would encourage everybody, this isn't just salesmanship, this is things you should have. The type of vitamin C that for North American over at the Power Mall is a non-GMO, high-quality source of vitamin C. It's like a food that, not like, it is a food that you can take, and you can take high doses of it that's not going to have residual effects. It's not going to, you know, you're not going to just urinate it out and lose right. most of it and that kind of thing. Really high high potency and highly absorbable. Okay, this is a very important thing. I am, like I told you in the last week, I'm out of the Orega Resp. I'm getting the Orega Resp in. Oregano oil, Orega Resp, vitamin C, super silver, vitamin D, zinc, and selenium have all been linked to be very important for the coronavirus. All those five, six things. Okay, I'm making sure I have every one
Me
of them.
Me too. I got
every one of them. And I am starting to pound the vitamin C.
Yep.
Today I have started to pound the vitamin C. So I'm already doing the oregano oil. The children I got the oregano oil on. All those things, zinc, selenium, vitamin C, vitamin D, super silver, oregano oil, Orega Resp. That's what I'm doing. I'm not a doctor. You want to know what I'm doing? That's what I'm doing, and that we have it here.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking about getting some masks. I do have masks somewhere, but
you have to be very careful with those masks.
Right, they're going through.
Yeah, you have to have a certain, what is it called, that micron of your masks? And you have to do your homework on that, or the virus will go right through it.
And the magnesium. Magnesium is also for your body to deal with the stress of these things. All these things, if you're high on all these things, you're going to have a real good chance of, even if you've got
it. It ain't going to touch you.
Even if you got the coronavirus. Kobe Bryant died over the weekend. Died yesterday morning, actually. That's kind of shocking. It's shocking when you hear somebody famous and they die. Why is that? It's just like the death to part of our perception of...
You see him on TV all the time. He's like family. If you're basketball.
Well, he's not. I'm not a Laker fan.
So yeah, me neither.
Not part of my family, but anyway. there's a lot of things Kobe Bryant did that's admirable. His work ethic is whatever. Anyway, it's kind of suspicious. Tell the story about Comedy Central.
Yeah, Comedy Central cartoon depicted Kobe Bryant in 2016 in a helicopter crash.
Is that weird?
Is that weird? Yeah.
I mean, it's like the 9/11. It's like the directed energy weapon on The Simpsons and the cartoon for that. Now, he was in a cartoon in a helicopter crash. Is that odd?
It's real odd.
A couple of years ago. Yeah. Is that odd? Now he dies of a helicopter crash. Is that coincidence? Is that pre-predictive programming? Is that just creation? We're just creating it with our own, energy or what? I don't know.
Could this be a star killing where the wealthy and unscrupulous people take control of their fortunes like Jimi Hendrix? Jim Morrison, Michael Jackson, Prince. When a rich and famous gets killed or dies, you got a swoop of vultures that come and try to take over his fortune. Yeah.
Well, George, who subs, love George. Hello, George. Want to shout out to you. He sent me an article about, he did some work with the Clintons just a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
About the, I can't remember the program now, but something about getting kids exercise or whatever. And it's going to actually air. It was scheduled to air on ESPN in a couple weeks.
Okay.
So he did some, I don't know, show, demonstration, whatever. I don't know what it was. So he's associated with the Clintons. Okay, now that's anything with the Clintons.
Oh, man, I don't.
I mean, am I being paranoid here? I'm just saying.
Yes. I chill went down my spine when you said the Clintons.
Well, Paul Walker, Paul Walker from Fast and Furious. Mm-hmm. He died right after hanging out with the Clintons. I'm just saying. I'm not alleging anything. I'm just saying the cartoon on Comedy Central is odd.
Odd.
Hanging out with the Clintons 2 weeks later, dead.
Dead.
That's all I'm saying. Odd.
Body count 226 last I heard, allegedly.
Let's move on. I don't even know. I'm not trying to be, throwing these crazy theories. I'm just saying it's odd.
Odd.
George Soros, 89, is still on quest to destroy America from the Washington Times. He has committed to fund, Let's see.
He's committed his whole fortune, I think.
He packs, his PAC funded by George Soros pumps nearly $1 million into local races for prosecutors, but he also wants to pump $1 billion into education to educate against nationalism. You know what that means? Destroy the Declaration of Independence, destroy the Bill of Rights, and proliferate the United Nations, the godless, heathen, global Leviathan.
That wants to destroy America.
Well, I'll just leave it at that. That's what he said at Davos, up at Davos.
Yep.
Cindy McCain, I'm going to play this. Did you hear this clip?
I did hear it. Yeah, it was really, really spooky. I had to take a double take when I heard it. I'm saying, I never liked her husband anyway, so this is creepy. Really, really creepy, Dan.
Yeah, here's the video. Here's a clip, and she's at a conference. C-SPAN is broadcasting this, and I'll just play.
As I understand,
so I'm going to shoot straight. The perception of a lot of
now, this is somebody from the audience. Now listen to this question, and tell me if this isn't the question you think that I would. If I was sitting in this audience, this is a question I would ask her. So to me, it's really good news that people are asking these type of questions.
Between a lot of young people is that there is an untouchable ring of governmental and economic elites in this country that not only benefit, like she mentioned, but actively participate in sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Epstein was an example. Robert Kraft was arrested not far from here on
the owner of the Patriots
trafficking charges. And so we, in terms of this as a grassroots movement to push combat against this issue. Are these power players a priority for us right now? Can we even touch them? Or is this a pipe dream that we need to address in the future somehow?
Great question.
No, it's like everything. It hides in plain sight. Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hiding in plain sight. We all knew that he was trafficking this at this level?
Why didn't you do something about it?
Okay, the lawsuit that came out last, the end of last year, I think November, Ghislaine Maxwell, supposedly his partner, his front woman, whatever, I don't know, for Epstein, if you've been following this at all, you know who I'm talking about. She was supposedly running these girls, help running these girls with Epstein.
Right.
With the trafficking. In the lawsuit, it was alleged that all these things need to be kept quiet, these 10,000 pages of documents coming from her. And one of the reasons they said was national security and trade secrets.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I just said? Mm-hmm. National security and trade secrets.
That means congressmen and senators are involved.
Yeah, let's finish this.
We all knew what he was doing.
We all knew
but
what he was doing.
We had no one that was, no legal aspect that would go after him. They were afraid of him. For whatever reason, they were afraid of him.
What do you mean, whatever reason? What do you mean they're afraid of him for whatever? What do you mean, Cindy? You know why. This is Cindy McCain, John
right.
McCain's widow,
right.
speaking just so over the last few days, I think 3 days ago.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Cindy? You know why they were
you
afraid
got a,
of
you
him?
Got a rich and you had a rich and powerful husband that would be able to combat the pushback from it, at least hey, allegedly.
You know why nobody went after
yeah.
him? See what else, yes.
All of a sudden, someone said, BS, we're not afraid of you anymore and what you're doing. It's not only wrong, it's illegal, it's, you know, all those things.
Thank you.
It's like a house of cards now. It's going to start tumbling, believe me. And these guys, if they don't leave the country, number one, they're going to get caught. And they're going not only will they get caught, but they're going to be made examples of.
Very interesting comment. Very provocative comment. Any reaction that you have to that?
About time. That's great news to hear.
Why does she say these people that the House of Cards? Why does she say now what's going to fall like dominoes?
Will
she know so much?
People are standing up.
Well, I know. Why would she know that now it's going to fall like a House of Cards? That's a little odd to me.
Yeah.
When before she's like, well, we all knew about it, but nobody did anything. We were.
Well, maybe it's Trump behind the scenes.
Trump's doing what?
I don't know. She has to know something we don't know to come out with a statement like that.
Well, she talks like everybody knows. I agree. It's just a little odd. It's a very provocative statement and very interesting. Now, I'll play another clip after the other break. This is a story. Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete.
Mayor Pete got 10,000 votes.
Tells
10,000 vote Pete.
Ken K. Pete.
Yeah.
10K Pete.
That's his new name now.
10K Pete.
10K Pete. Excellent.
He tell, he's in a town hall type thing mm-hmm. with Chris Wallace.
Well, yeah.
Did you see this?
No, I can't watch it. I can't watch it.
I was just shocked. So this lady gets up and asks him a question. I'm a Democrat. I'm mm-hmm. pro-life. Basically, is there any place for me in the Democratic Party? No.
No.
Yeah. No. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm for, anyway, I'll play the clip after the break. We're about to come on the break.
When I saw it, I didn't want to catch the retrovirus, so I turned it off.
Discussions on consent to be mandatory in Illinois sex ed classes now instead of other things they're going to teach them. See, you remember what we talked about,
yeah.
California? It's in other states now.
Well, it's
so
terrible.
This isn't just, you can't sit there and just say, well, that's California.
No, it's coming or it's here.
Bingo.
One of the two.
Right. They want it to come.
Right.
I'm not going to say it's going to come. They want it to come. They're pushing for it to come.
Pushing.
Or it's already in the schools
and you don't know about it.
Hillary Clinton leaves the Sundance premiere of her new bombshell documentary before the film starts.
What, was she getting heckled?
I don't know. She was driven in a black GMC, like she was, sick or something, or have a coughing spell. I don't know. Who
yeah.
I don't know. It's not even.
Maybe she keeled over.
Bad news. Your Trump watch. You better wind it.
Uh-oh.
Trump to sign the USMCA.
Yeah, I'm not happy about
later
that.
This week.
I'm
the Mexico agreement. We went over that last week.
We did. You broke it down. Excellent. Let me.
Just, the basics of this, according to Article 30.2 of the Free Trade Commission, it's going to be empowered to basically make decisions outside of our elected officials.
Yeah,
bureaucratic unelected board
mm-hmm.
is going to now make decisions.
Every 3 years they can change the...
And then they can change the even if the agreement starts out with a certain agenda, a certain
right.
protocol, this new unelected
yeah.
board can change
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't like that. Don't like that at all.
Don't like it. It's terrible.
It's terrible. Terrible.
It's not, don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like the color chartreuse.
No.
I hate this.
Yeah, I agree.
The Dr. Max, the mind doctor, this is from Daily Mail. This is interesting. It's controversial, yes, but I believe we should ban IVF babies. Ever since Louise Brown, the world's first test tube baby, was born, medical science has made incredible progress. Well, Dr. Max said that we should ban all these. Said the morally permissible if the donor had opted into such a scheme before the death, just as some organ donors currently do. Because basically, they're using this now. This isn't just for babies anymore. They're opening up the whole gamut. Anyway,
yeah.
Stay tuned on the other side. More news. We're going to have a clip from Mayor Pete. 10K Pete.
10K Pete.
You listen to the power.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End Is Near, is available to Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We talked a little bit already about the some of the products. I mean, this is a big news with what's going on in China. I want to go over some of the specials that we got. Okay, the Strauss Heart Drops are on sale. Wayne's going to come on again this week.
We love Wayne. Gosh, he, as soon as he's on, every time I listen to him, I want to go buy some of it. That's how good a salesman he is.
Well, it's a great product, yeah. So it's easy to sell. If you spend $100 at the Power Mall, you get 35% off the new products from Strauss, the Smooth Oregano, and the Cold Storm while supplies last. So we have a little bit of that. The Super Silver is on sale. Glenn Parham's going to be on. Is it tomorrow or the next day?
Is that the guy who makes Super Silver?
He's going to come on.
I love that. That's the stuff. You know that's the stuff I use.
Eye Complex, we have a sale on that. Dr. Robert A. will be on. Willard Water Dark, the Topperson. The new customers get a discount at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. And remember, the North American Urban Spice, the Oregano, the Super Strength, the Gel Caps, the Purely Seed, the Black Seed Oil, the Bone Active, Oregaresp, Oregaspray, Oregamax, Bone Active, Oregadent, the Collagen Power Plus, and the Chagamax. I talk about these because right now, your independence medical is a big part of it. You need to have these things. I believe, for me, let me just speak for myself. When this coronavirus, we've already talked about magnesium, zinc, selenium, vitamin D, vitamin C, the oregano oil, the oregaresp, and the super silver. That is what I am making sure. The ones I don't have, I am getting. I'm calling the Paul. I'm calling Kat, yeah, and getting them sent to me so that I have all those things.
Yep.
Because I don't know where this is going. Two, we need to have these things anyway. There's obviously been an attack on our immune system, what have you. Thepowermall.com. We appreciate your purchases. Also, tell Jay, if you want some storable food, you want food storage, with some of the things we sold out, we're down on a lot of things. I mean, obviously, people are going crazy wanting to get some food storage here.
Yeah.
So if you do want some, tell Jay, I said just 20% off retail, off the regular price of the buckets, if you would like some. So go ahead and
got a 25-year lifespan. So
it's a no-lose proposition.
No-lose. 10 years from now, you can eat it when food prices are doubled.
Right, and
you'll save a lot of money.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's good stuff too.
Let's play this video of and 10K Pete.
We have a question now from Kristen Day about abortion. Kristen.
I am a proud pro-life Democrat. So do you want the support of pro-life Democrats, pro-life Democratic voters? There are about 21 million of us. And if so, would you support more moderate platform language in the Democratic Party to ensure that the party of diversity and inclusion really does include everybody?
Well, I respect where you're coming from, and I hope to earn your vote, but I'm not going to try to earn your vote by tricking you.
Let me translate for you.
Translate that for you.
No. Let me just translate for you. Kristen.
10K says
no. I am pro-choice, and I believe that a woman ought to be able to make that decision. Here's what I...
Okay, again, this has become cliche, but it's so true and it's powerful. You want the antidote to this? I know most of our audience is pro-choice, or not, is pro-life on some level. You know, they want, it's much more restrictive than what we've seen, most of our audience. Here's an antidote to this. The baby is not a choice, it's a baby. Okay, and they keep saying about women have choice. Women have choice whether to procreate or not.
That's right.
Well, since when in our society have we separated the choice to procreate with the baby? Now they're two separate things all of a sudden? That's irresponsibility. So you want the woman who supposedly is making irresponsible choices, by her own admission, that's not my word. She said, I've made an irresponsible choice, I want to get rid of the consequences. Now we allow her. Okay, that's one thing. That's part A of this argument, and in America's knockdown drag out on that, but it's leaning a little towards the side of, no, we need to restrict this. It's a little over. Now, the other part of this equation in this question is part B. Should I pay for it? That's another part of this. That's two different discussions. And so they keep trying to shove these together, but they're not. They're two different arguments. Do I need to pay for this abortion? Okay, that's the other part. And, you know, America ain't down with that at all.
Nope.
Listen to this crowd all excited about it. There's like so excited. Oh, go, Mayor 10K. Go.
I know that the difference of opinion that you and I have is one that we have come by honestly.
Honestly?
Honestly?
What do you mean honestly?
Honestly.
What do you mean honestly? That you steal money from the American people,
right,
so you can...
Pick
my pocket to let Americans, other people make irresponsible choices,
yeah,
or race their quote-unquote irresponsible choices?
Right. And the best that I can offer, and it may win your vote, and if not, I understand. The best...
Let me translate for you. I don't care what you think, Kristen.
Right.
I don't care what you think. This is what our party is, and we're fine with the 9-month abortions.
Yes.
What I can offer is that if we can't agree on where to draw the line, the next best thing we can do is agree on who should draw the line. And in my
okay, all right, let me finish
the
here.
Woman who's faced with that decision in her own life?
Okay, how about who pays for it?
Mm-hmm.
Do we never bring that question up?
How about she keeps your pants on?
Yeah, that's a little too much there, but yeah. Yeah, I mean...
There's the answer.
All right, let's continue on with this. This goes on for a second here. He tries to get away with that. Kristen doesn't let him.
Oh, good.
Moment because
watch.
President Trump spoke at the March to Life movement. He was the first...
Unbelievable.
...ever to actually...
Unbelievable.
...March to Life movement, and I'm curious...
Fantastic.
Were you satisfied with the answer you got from the mayor?
I was not, because he did not answer the second part of
thank you.
You're right. No, I wasn't satisfied with it at all. He didn't answer the question.
Question. And the second part was the Democratic platform contains language that basically says that we don't belong. We have no part in the party because it says abortion should be legal up to 9 months. The government should pay for it. And there's nothing that says that people have a diversity of views on this issue should be included in the party. In 1996 and several years after that, there was a language in the Democratic platform that said that we understand that people have very differing views on this issue, but we are a big tent party that includes everybody, and so therefore we welcome you, people like me, into the party so we can work on issues that we agree on.
Yeah.
So my question was, would you be open to language like that in the Democratic platform that really...
This poor lady is in this room. She's like starting to stutter.
Yeah,
she's scared. She's trying to get this out. I mean, I just, it's,
did say that our party is diverse and inclusive, and we want everybody.
I love that she shoved that diverse and inclusive.
I love it.
I thought we were diverse and inclusive.
Yeah, not anymore.
Well, I support
the position
of my party that this kind.
So let me answer it. Let me translate for you, Kristen. No.
Yeah. Bingo. No, absolutely not.
No, there is no other.
There is no room.
There is no room.
What kind of medical care needs to be available to everyone?
Medical care?
That's not medical care.
Medical
murder.
Care. Medical care is when you break your leg.
Yeah.
That's medical care. Medical care.
He's talking about murder.
Foghorn Leghorn. Let's keep them comfy.
Mm-hmm.
And I support the Roe versus Wade framework that holds that early in pregnancy there are very few restrictions, and late in pregnancy there are very few exceptions. And again, the best I can offer is that we may disagree on that very important issue, and hopefully we will be able to partner on other issues.
Okay, so basically...
You just got blown away, lady.
Yeah, basically, no, sit down, shut up.
Yeah.
What he just did, this is major, especially Trump going to that March for Life.
Yeah.
All those pro-life Democrats, who this is a big issue, and now Trump is the first president. Do you think there is no way on God's green earth that any Democratic candidate that is out there right now, especially not Mayor Pete, has a prayer of beating Donald Trump on a up and up fair election?
No.
No way.
No way.
There are 20. I was surprised. It was 21 million pro-life Democrats. Okay, there's 21 million. They're going to give a second thought and third thought and fourth thought about now seeing Trump come out. So they have no shot at beating him.
No, but zero.
None. It's insane. We got our. We got Joseph waiting for a second. A couple more stories. Florida farm grows avocados up to 3 feet long. Did you see that?
No, what, are genetically modified?
No, they're non-GMO and they're organic. They're some kind of, they've crossbred.
Oh, wow.
They've crossbred them and they've bred them. And they're pretty cool looking.
Yeah,
can imagine an avocado, the pit at the bottom, and then it goes literally three feet.
Like a baseball bat. Pretty cool.
It's way cool. Cranberry juice for kidney stone, why it works. There's an article about that. Newsmax, suicide rate jumps 40% among working age Americans.
Mm.
This is crazy. From 2000 to 2017, so basically in the last 20 years, the new millennium, 40% from age 16 to 64.
It's probably because they're on all them pharmaceuticals.
Well, I think disillusionment, the money, I think
living
it's everything.
In your parents' bedroom.
Opioids. The CDC made its findings public on Friday, saying that nearly 38,000 Americans of working age took their own lives in 2017. Yeah, but we want to talk about the two people in the last 10 years that have died of measles.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's all they talk about is, well, your child may die of measles.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? There's been two deaths in like the last 10 years in America, the United States of America.
Right.
That. Anyway, moving on.
And the kid was probably sickly to begin with.
Well, who knows? I mean, okay, well, even if he wasn't, two.
Yeah,
give me
two.
A break. If you're relatively healthy and you have relatively good nutrition, measles will not kill you. It actually helps you.
Yes.
It helps your immune system as you get over it. Anyway, first guest, we're really excited to become a fast friend of the Power Hour. Always love to have him on. Joseph Meyer of StraightMoneyAnalysis.com, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Joseph Meyer, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good morning, Daniel. Thank you for having me as a guest. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you, Daniel.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Okay, I know you got some things to talk about, some signals. You want to talk about subscriptions. I'm going to ask you kind of a tough question to begin with. We're seeing people, that I respect all over YouTube, all over the internet, all over their platform, saying that it is increasingly looking like the Federal Reserve is losing control of all the things that supposedly the Federal Reserve has control over, really in a desperate way. What is your two cents on this?
Well, I couldn't agree more. I think they've simply printed too much money. You know, we've got total market capitalization of equities as a share of GDP now at 145%. What's interesting, Daniel, is this ratio was at the level of 100 in 2007. Do you have any idea what the average number was going all the way back to 1971? Take a guess.
At 60%? I don't know, 60?
80.
Okay, that's... 80%. Wow. So we're almost double that right now.
Absolutely. We got U.S. Treasury yields 1.7%. The average is around 6 historically. So I couldn't agree with you more. I think the Fed has lost control. I truly believe that.
All right. There's also a statistic that was shocking to me. I probably don't even understand how important this statistic is. Let's get your perspective. They're telling us, the stock market experts are telling us that there are 5 stocks on the Dow Jones, 5 stocks that are now representing 18% of total market cap. 18% in 5 stocks. Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, Alphabet, and I forgot the other one, but basically all the, you know, those major tech stocks are representing 5.
They are overweighted in the Dow, Daniel. Yes, they are.
18%, and that we've never seen anything like this so concentrated in 5 companies. How significant is this?
Extremely significant, and it'll lead to a crash, and it'll lead to a breakup of the market once it starts down.
Why do you say that?
2 reasons. Number one, we've got euphoria at a level I've never seen in my career. This market is extremely overvalued and getting more overvalued by the day. I think this coronavirus is a lot worse than we're being told, and I think it could be the catalyst usher in a global recession. I truly believe it.
Well, let me ask you about that, because we're sitting here debating this morning, Uncle Kevin and I, you know, how serious, you know, we've heard things like SARS. We've seen Asians with masks going through airports and stuff. It's almost like commonplace I've seen over the last few years. But you hear these things and it's like, you know, this is like SARS in 2002 or 2012 or whatever. This isn't a big deal. But, you know, Mongolia shut their borders down. There's 60 million people under quarantine in China. This is, I mean, what am I trying to ask you? Is this...
This is different.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead with that.
It's different because it's an epidemic, and I think we're seeing the early stages of where this is going. They had a video on YouTube. I don't know if you saw it. Of a hospital in China where you got people literally laying on the floor dead. They don't even have time to remove the bodies. So I think the epidemic so far in China is being downplayed by the Chinese government. They don't want anybody to know how bad this truly is, Daniel.
We're seeing bootlegged video coming out of China where, you know, basically they're saying, I don't know if this video is going to get to you. It's hard to get things out on the internet. This is way worse than they're saying. There's, you know, this hospital, there's thousands dead just in this hospital. They're da, da, da. You know, we're starting to see videos like that. I mean, could it be a psyop? Sure. Could it be? But it seems like this is much bigger than just it's not a little thing. Let's just put it that way.
This could literally kill millions of people, no doubt about it. We don't have a vaccine at this point to combat this, Daniel. That's what makes this so scary.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, Joseph. They'll come up with one. Don't you fret. Don't you fret, my friend. They got one in the works, and they're more than happy. Don't you? Do you get vaccines, Joseph? My God, don't you dare get a vaccine.
No. No, I've never taken a vaccine, Daniel.
Good, good. Don't you dare do it. Okay. Anyway, okay, another tough question. Then we got some good news relatively good news. Now, there's a thing called a meltdown. You know, stock market's melting down. Nuclear power plants melt down. There's also something called a melt up. And the way the stock market, it's holding on. You've been on here talking for a year plus about the market, about how it's going to go down, blah, blah, blah. We've seen the repo market last September to start that money filtering, been through the back door to these investment bankers. I think the evidence is extremely strong. Catherine Austin Fitz, other people have been very clear. That money is going in the market, is holding up the market. To me, there is no way on God's green earth that stock market is going down as long as that continues and money at such volumes is being pumped in through the back door into the market. What say you?
Well, I think at this point I have to agree. As you know, the Fed reversed policy a year ago in December. They pumped unprecedented liquidity into all these markets. We're seeing money now leave sidelines and come into the market and chase the rally. What we literally have going on is a momentum liquidity rally that shows no signs of ending. But these rallies do end, and when they end very suddenly. I think this market represents extreme risk, and I question whether or not the average investor should be part of it, Daniel. That's my concern.
What's the Dow at? 20, I didn't even check it.
28,500.
Okay, getting on towards 29. Are we going to see 30,000? Are we going to see 40,000? Are we going to see 50,000?
I don't think we can rule out 30,000. But I think you got to put in perspective, this market's trading at double the valuation we saw in 2007 at the peak of 14.1 in the Dow and 15.65 in the S&P. You know, I find it hard to believe that the economy is as strong as we're being told, and the stock market is reflective of what the underlying conditions are supposed to be that I don't see. That's my concern.
All right, let's switch gears a little bit. We got this. I call it the new NAFTA, the USMCA, US-Mexico-Canada agreement. I call it new NAFTA. So supposedly Trump is going to sign this new NAFTA this week. It gives unelected bureaucratic groups authority over American trade, and really, like an American town, if they don't like what they're doing in Mexico, if Mexico doesn't like what this town is doing to their trade, they can sue under this new authority. I don't like that at all. I don't like our sovereignty being passed. I do not like or trust deals like this. What is your feeling of this?
I couldn't agree more with you. I don't trust it in the least.
Okay, what are the ramifications for the markets? What are the ramifications for business as we go forward that you see? Maybe it's too early. I don't know.
I just don't know the answer to that question. That's where the uncertainty comes into that I don't want to deal with. I'd rather be on the sidelines than out of the market at these levels, Daniel.
Okay, now you call or email. We had a good conversation, and we were discussing a signal that you got, something that's come up through your research, what have you. Let's talk, I don't know, I guess this is good news, but it's something people need to be aware of. Let's talk about the gold signal that you've received.
Well, I think with gold, there's no question it's broken out of a consolidation, and I think it's headed a lot higher. We're currently right around 1580 in gold and 1810 in silver. And I think we're headed to 1750 to 1850 in gold and $21 plus in silver. And I think we will see that in the next 90 days or possibly less. But I think you've got to own the precious metals. I think you should be taking money out of the equity market, out of the bond market, and buying gold and silver. I don't think we'll ever see these prices again, honestly, in our lifetime, Daniel. I really don't.
Okay, this is a big call that you're making. This is a huge call. This is a big call. This is not a little thing. You're saying it.
But I've always done that in my career. If you go back and look at my career, look at my track record, I've always made the big calls. I've always gone against the crowd, and I've been right.
Straight Money Analysis, a founder, writer, editor, Joseph Meyer, has been there, done that. You know, he's not talking about markets or things that happened in the 70s. He was there. He was there when gold shot up. He was there when all the oil embargo. He was there in the 60s. That's why that's one of the reasons. Plus, Joseph's just such a nice guy. He's very open, very free with his information, and he's very forthcoming. Okay, this is a big...
One of the only newsletter writers in the country that will take a call from a subscriber. We've done that from day one, and we'll continue to do it.
It's unbelievable. You call the number, Joseph answers. I mean, sometimes his wife does, or sometimes it goes a voice message, but you can get a hold of Joseph, and you can ask him these questions. That's why being a member, having his newsletter, being a subscriber, that has value, if nothing else. Even if you threw away the newsletter, you have access to Joseph Meyer. You can call and run things by him. Okay, how valuable is that to you? It's real valuable to me. He does that for me, and we talk, not often, but semi-often, we talk. It's valuable. Your call, this is huge. Our audience is going to remember this, Joseph. You're saying within the next 90 days, you see 1750 to 1850 in gold and 21 plus in silver.
It's a good possibility. It's not a certainty, but it's a distinct possibility, Daniel. Yes, I do.
Well, okay. Now it's a distinct possibility that an asteroid's going to hit somewhere in America. I mean, let's get down to brass tacks. What gives you this certainty? What goes into that prediction?
I think we've got money coming out of various markets all over the world, and it's moving into gold. I think we've got the central banks buying gold very quietly and buying it consistently. And I think China is going to be a big player as we move forward in gold and silver. And as you know, 1 out of 6 ounces of silver is now being purchased by India.
Wow.
So the demographics and the geopolitical situation is changing very rapidly. These metals want to go up. You got to remember, we started the rally in this precious metal bull at $255 an ounce in 2001. We're now almost
$1,600. Wow. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is the website. How can people sign up for your newsletter? Let's talk about your resubscribing and subscriptions.
Well, we had a lot of subscribers sign up for the newsletter a year ago, December. They need to renew their subscription. I'll still offer the 1 year to them at the 6 month subscription price. $149.95, save them $110 over the normal full 1 year subscription. Just go to Straight Money Analysis, click on the 6 month button. Let me know you're from the Power Hour, and I'll make the subscription a full 1 year subscription, Daniel.
Very
good.
If
anybody has any questions, just pick up the phone and call. We're here to help you, and we'll do whatever we can to make it as easy as possible.
What's that phone number? Quickly. Quickly, phone number, quickly.
386-677-8642.
386-677-8642. Stephen Bassett,
yes,
on the other side. God bless you. Thank you, Joseph.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.